Ever feel like you're just completely ignored? Like you're stuck in a room full of people and you're shouting into the void? It's awful, isn't it? Well, today we're diving into a really fascinating way companies are tackling this problem. Like, how do you grab someone's attention? We're talking about something called lead generation games.
And what's so interesting about it's not about just being flashy or gimmicky. It's really about understanding how our brains are actually wired.
Okay, let's dig into that a little bit.
Yeah, humans, we're just naturally drawn to things that feel good, things that feel rewarding.
Right.
Think about it. What's going to be more engaging for you? Sitting through some boring presentation or actually playing a game?
I think I'm going to go with the game on that one, yeah. But how does this actually work in the real world? Well, to help us understand this, we've got a really cool story that we pulled from a podcast called B2B Games Podcast.
Sure.
And this is by Market.js. So let's just set the scene here. Imagine you're Lisa, you're this high-powered executive, you've got a crazy busy schedule. You finally decided to check out that new Tesla that everyone's talking about, right? So you get to the showroom and it is absolute chaos. There are kids running around, there are families just browsing, salespeople are totally swamped. It is completely overwhelming, and honestly, you're already getting impatient. I would be too.
It's a classic example of a company, even a company as cutting edge as Tesla, really struggling with that first impression. You know, in a world that's just overflowing with information everywhere, capturing and holding someone's attention is harder than ever.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where this whole idea of gamification comes into play.
What's so smart about it is it takes a potentially negative experience
Yeah.
and makes it fun. It makes it engaging.
So how's Tesla actually doing this? So picture this, same chaotic showroom, but now there's this really sleek iPad kiosk, right? And it just has
I'm
this
still
simple
on.
invitation that says, "Play me." What are you gonna do?
You can't resist, right? It's like this little challenge. And it's easy, right? Anyone can just pick up an iPad and just tap on it. It's what we call a low barrier to entry.
So this isn't just any game. It actually puts you behind the wheel of a Tesla, virtually, of course,
Yeah.
and you're racing through the streets of LA. And it's not just like you're just driving around. There's like a purpose, right?
Right,
You're like
exactly.
tapping left and right to like dodge the LA traffic.
Oh, I hate that.
You're collecting those Tesla battery points as you go.
Oh, that's clever.
So you're not just waiting around in this crowded showroom.
Yeah.
You're actually immersed in the Tesla brand.
Yeah.
You get a little taste of what it's like to be behind the wheel. Okay, so I'm hooked. I'm playing the game. But what about Lisa, our executive, right? She's got places to be. She doesn't have time for this.
Well, turns out Lisa, she's kind of a gamer in
Okay.
her downtime anyway. So she gets totally drawn in, has a blast racing through the virtual streets. And what do you know? She ends up snagging the top score.
No way. What happens?
She wins a prize,
Okay.
a priority pass for a test drive.
Oh, nice.
So remember how she's getting frustrated with those wait times? They just flipped the script.
Wow.
They took her biggest pain point and turned it into this fun little challenge.
That's brilliant. They took what could have been a negative and made it a win-win for everyone.
Exactly. And it's not just about that instant reward, right? It's
Okay.
that by, you know, tapping into that feeling of like, I won, I played, I achieved something.
Yeah.
Tesla's created this positive emotional connection to their brand. Lisa's going to remember this experience
For sure.
long after she leaves the showroom.
So Lisa's stoked, right? She's got her priority pass.
Yeah.
What happens when the sales rep finally comes up to her?
This is where the magic happens. The
Yeah.
sales rep doesn't have to start from scratch, right? Trying to get her attention in this crowded room. He doesn't need to. He's got this in. He can just walk right up to her and be like, hey, Lisa, congrats on crushing that game.
He's got something to talk about now.
Right? It's like, let's get you set up with that test drive.
No more waiting around. She gets that instant gratification. And
Exactly.
we all kind of crave that, don't we?
Oh, absolutely.
But it's more than that, though, right?
It is. It
Like,
is.
how has the game changed things?
Well, think about it this way. Tesla has completely changed the tone of this whole interaction,
Right.
right?
Yeah.
They created this really personalized experience. They're building a positive connection with Lisa right off the bat.
Instead of her being annoyed, she's
Exactly.
raring to go.
She's primed for a good sales experience now because she's already having a good time. She's already got these good vibes going with Tesla.
And you know what? I bet she's way more likely to tell her friends about this too.
Oh,
Like it's
absolutely.
memorable, it's different.
It is. It's like you said, it's a shareable experience.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, right? This is about more than just getting Lisa to do a test drive. It's about creating a brand experience that she's going to remember, that's going to make her tell other people.
It's really got me thinking about this whole like showroom 2.0 thing.
Yeah.
What other kind of everyday experiences could benefit from this, from a little gamification?
Oh man, the possibilities.
I know, right?
They're kind of endless when you think about it.
Yeah.
Think about all those times you're stuck waiting around, right?
Oh, yeah.
The doctor's office, the DMV, heck, even just waiting for a meeting to start.
The worst.
Right. What if instead of it just being like, ugh, this is so boring, it was actually an opportunity for something kind of fun, something engaging?
Yeah, take those potentially like dull, frustrating situations, make them
Yeah.
positive.
Right. Exactly.
And you were talking about how our brains are wired to respond to rewards earlier.
That kind of plays into this,
It
doesn't it?
totally does, because you're tapping into that natural desire we all have for play, for that little feeling of, I did it. You know, so it's like businesses, educators, even healthcare providers, they can actually use this to create experiences that are way more engaging. People are going to remember them, and ultimately, you know, it's going to be way more effective.
It's amazing. So if you're listening and you're trying to figure out how to get someone's attention, remember, Lisa, remember Tesla's Showroom 2.0. Think outside the box a little bit,
Yeah,
right?
think differently.
Could a little gamification help you get a yes
Yeah.
instead of a no?
Yeah.
You know, level up your approach, add a little play into the mix, see what happens. It's been really interesting talking about this.
Yeah, this was fun.
Thanks for joining us today for this deep dive, and we'll see you next time.